Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Monday, 21st September. Top stories for today. The Foreign Ministry has facilitated 26,572 Malaysians stranded abroad to return home following the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic. Deputy Minister Datuk Kamarudin Jaafar said they were brought home via 528 flights from 94 countries. An estimated 457,000 Malaysians are still currently abroad. However, the actual number could not be finalized as not all are registered with the Malaysian representative offices. Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim and the Federal Territories Pardons Board have failed to strike out a lawsuit filed by a lawyer to challenge the legality of the royal pardon Anwar received 2 years ago. Lawyer Muhammad Khairul Azam Abdul Aziz is challenging the pardon granted to Anwar in May 2018 relating to Anwar's sodomy conviction and incarceration. Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin is set to make his maiden address virtually at the United Nations General Assembly in New York as Malaysia's Prime Minister later today. Wiswa Putra said Muhyiddin will be addressing the high-level meeting to commemorate the United Nations 75th anniversary via a pre-recorded video statement and is set to reaffirm Malaysia's continued support for the central role played by the United Nations. Some of the world's biggest companies backed growing calls for governments to support broader efforts to fight climate change. More than 560 companies, including Walmart, Citigroup and Microsoft, signed up to a statement calling for action over the next decade. The call comes as the United Nations prepares to host a biodiversity summit later this month. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern lifted all coronavirus restrictions across the country except in hotspot Auckland as the number of new infections slowed. Some restrictions were also eased in Auckland to allow gatherings of up to 100 people, but Ardern said the country's biggest city needed more time before all curbs could be lifted. Shares in HSBC and Standard Chartered fell on Monday to their lowest since 1998 after media reports that they and other banks, including Barclays and Deutsche Bank, moved large sums of allegedly illicit funds over nearly two decades, despite red flags about the origins of the money. The media reports were based on leaked suspicious activity reports filed by banks and other financial firms with the U.S. Department of Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.